In the final 2 weeks of the presidential race, polls indicate women voters could decide the outcome. The same could be said of the U.S. Senate race here in Massachusetts between the incumbent Republican Senator Scott Brown and his Democratic challenger Elizabeth Warren. The two have been battling over women's issues on the campaign trail and in TV ads for months, with Brown countering Warren's charges that he takes positions against women. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Winning over women is important for Scott Brown. A WBUR poll conducted earlier this month finds him leading Elizabeth Warren by 4 points, and Brown has a 17-point lead among men. But Warren is winning the battle for women with an 8-point lead. Helping Brown is Lori Myers. She's president of Community Voices, a group that advocates for victims of rape and domestic violence. Yesterday, she endorsed Brown.
The scare tactics that are involved, I think, have to stop. Where, as women, we all know that Scott is pro-choice, but there are more choices out there. You know, we've got to think of our kids. We've got to think of our communities. We need jobs. We need the economy to do well.
Myers first met Brown when he was a state senator. She would bring victims of violence to testify at the state house.
One day we walked into his office with a victim who was visibly upset and shaken. And he offered his office to us to calm her down. And we had an open door policy with him after that we could just go in and sit if people needed to compose themselves after testimony.
Warren sent out an email yesterday trying to raise money for Emily's List. The group raises funds for Democratic women running for office who support legalized abortion. In her email, Warren says if contributors don't send money, they could find themselves with 6 more years, in Warren's words, of Senator Brown voting against equal pay for women.
You know, I think it's laughable. She needs to stop scaring women.
Brown, along with other Republican moderates, such as Maine's Olympia Snow and Susan Collins, have voted against a recent Democratic proposal to mandate equal pay for women because they believe it would cost jobs.
Bottom line is we already have bills in effect, laws in effect right now to protect the pay for women.
Warren's critique of Brown on issues affecting women is part of a campaign to persuade voters that this election is about which party controls the Senate.
The next Supreme Court justice could overturn Roe v. Wade. One vote could make the difference. Your vote against a Republican Senate. Your vote for Elizabeth Warren.
At her headquarters last week, Warren was joined by Sandra Fluck, the law student Rush Limbaugh called a prostitute for testifying in favor of insurance coverage of contraception. Fluck made the argument that Democratic control of the Senate is crucial to women's rights.
This race here in Massachusetts is important beyond Massachusetts. This is a race that very well could decide who controls the Senate for the next term. A vote for Scott Brown is a vote for a Republican majority.
Tying Brown to his party seems to be working for Warren. The most recent WBUR poll shows 71% of Warren supporters say it's very important which party controls the Senate. By comparison, 54% of Brown supporters feel that way. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.